Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They have 5 days, essentially, to sign those guys to an extension. If they don't, then they play out the year, but the Warriors still have their rights. Mm. Then they just become restricted free agents next year, which means the Warriors would have the ability to match any offer. So if they don't sign them to an extension this year, then they got to play their last year or their fourth year on this deal, and then next year they can get to free agency, but it's restricted free agency.
And both those guys would be coveted by many teams, I believe. Moody and Jonathan Kuminga. Coach said, it's Coach here again on the text line, Comcast Business text line. He said, Steiny, Kuminga and Moody are fifth or sixth in regard to tenure on the team. It's time for both of them to play consistently. Well, Kuminga has, but now we just want a real breakout year from the both of them.
You know what's funny, and I know people don't like to hear this, but, you know, you just said if Moody and Kuminga hit free agent, you know, would they'd be coveted.
Oh, yeah.
I just made a list of three players. Moody, Pajemski, Kuminga. You know who's the least coveted of those three? Kuminga.
Because of his price tag?
Yep.
And the unknown of what he... You know what I mean, Steiny? If he's going to pan out in regard to not just being a player... All-star.
Which would you feel more comfortable giving Moody 4 years and $50 million or giving Kuminga 4 years and $200 million?
Moody.
Exactly. Exactly.
Gosh, man, I wish I could read these guys' minds, man. Moody, I really feel like he is like enough. Not blaming anybody. I'm looking around. Okay. I should have been playing. I helped you in 2022 against Dallas. That just went down the drain. Anything that I did to help the team, my point is, Steiny, he's ready.
Okay.
I think he's ready to break out. What that looks like and what that means is obviously making contributions, but Moses Moody is a better ball player, I believe, than a lot of people give him credit for.
Is he better than Pajemski?
Right now, I would say yes.
Is he better than Buddy Hield? Is he better than... Who else is on this?
Those are tough
questions. De'Anthony Melton? You know, if De'Anthony Melton is playing and playing well, then...
And I can't say he's better than D'Anthony Melton. You know what I'm saying? Melton's a baller. Had he not got hurt, he probably...
back stiffness last night.
No, Melton?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But you know what?
That's what makes this so exciting and intriguing. It'll all come out, play out in the wash, right? But how long is the wash cycle?
82 games.
This and that, boy. But listening to you, you're like, no, Goose, the pit stop is going NASCAR... is the trading deadline.
Well, see, you like to lock me into these absolutes. Maybe you start out 30 and 16 and you don't make a deal.
Well, man, I would like that. We would.
But I do think if you just look at this roster and you see how many players that you think should get playing time, they're just not going to be. If they're healthy, somebody, at least one guy, probably two, are gonna be on the outside looking in.
I gotta read this to you because this is up your alley. From the 209, Steiny, how did Kuminga's price tag come about? Is it the games he's played?
It's his potential. It's his potential. He's a good young player.
And it's where he was drafted too, right?
Yeah. And it also a lot of guys in his class got big money.
My gosh, did they get all... They all got paid.
If I have to choose between Moody and Buddy Hield, give me the one that will play more consistent defense. Well, we know who that is. Yeah. D-Money, Hayward, what's going on, man?
Hey, Steiny, hey, Goo, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, I think we're going to win at least 47 to 48 games this year, man, because I feel like we could go back to the 22 style of Warriors, and that was... having a bench mob, having everybody play around Steph. Wiggs was at his best when Clay was coming off the bench. I mean, we as fans and them as an organization was forced to revert back to Steph, Clay, and Dre because of the punch. We were already going away from that, back in 22 when Clay was coming off the bench. I know he was hurt and he was working himself back in, but you could already tell Wiggs was at his best when Clay was just one of the guys.
It's not a bad point. Not a bad point at all, D-Money. 47, 48? Maybe. Oh, by the way. Draymond Green's got himself a flutter game.
You stole my stuff. I was waiting on that. He's been in the lab. No, I was going to. I was about to get Dre some love for his floater. I thought it would aggravate
you. See, now I don't want to give him credit.
Yeah, see, and that's...
If you're going to give him credit.
That's a character flaw you have.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's just...
It's you against the world.
That's right.
Gosh.
And you wear shirts, Union City versus everybody. What's the difference?
Well, that's where I'm from. But listen... Yeah.
Tell him to open a bar after 8 p.m. Hey,
you really believe he's worked on that flight? It looks like he has.
Sure.
And let's be honest, he improved last year's three-point shooting.
In the first quarter of games, yeah.
God, you are tough.
Let's go to Daryl in Oakland.
D.
Hey, Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, I was watching the game last night, and I also watched Wiggins's
I needed to hear that.
I did too.
I said something to you during the commercial.
You got a call back.
You said Bonte played hard, huh?
What'd you see in his eyes last night?
No, I didn't see a lot. I didn't.
He's rusty.
No, but rusty is not a. I'm looking for mannerisms, hunger.
You're never like.
2022.
Evan, you want to step in here?
Hey, 2022, we got it.
No, we didn't.
What are you talking? He was the second best.
He was the same emotionally. He just played better.
Well, I think they go hand in hand.
Do you realize that? Like, I can't. I wanted to see fire and Wiggins. What are you doing?
Kirk Lacob told us in our face that he stayed in the Bay all off season.
Okay,
and there was a reason for that.
To get a fire in his eyes.
I wouldn't have that answer, but that was a positive. Watch.
Watch
a lot of what we do is going to hinge on Wiggins not being productive, ultra productive.
He's not a dog. You realize that.
Well, he hadn't been.
See, this is the thing. Wiggins is like Tim Duncan in terms of the way he approaches the game.
No, Tim was going to give it to you regardless.
Of course he was, but I'm talking about their temperament.
Yeah.
And you were the kind of guy, I'm Steiny. I like Duncan, but I want to see him flip a spread. Well, it's like, that's not who Duncan is. He's just a five-time champion. Yeah.
But I never would want to see him flip a spread because he always brought it.
Yeah.
Wiggins is, he don't bring it, and then you're like, knock, knock, anybody home. I want to see more urgency. You got all the gifts. So he's not like Tim Duncan.
So this is like the Kramer in Seinfeld when... I can't even use the analogy because it was
I'll tell you what.
A mom and pop shoe store.
All right.
And they've been in business for 40 years.
Well, that's a long time.
And then they lost Kramer's shoes and everybody else's shoes. And Elaine goes, you mean to tell me that they would establish trust for 40 years and then one day just change?
Make a mistake.
That's like you're asking Wiggins to be somebody he's never, ever, ever, ever been.
Okay, so...
And you can say, well, 7 games in 2022, and I would say, he played really well.
No, but it was more...
I didn't notice a fire. He was making shots, and he was D'ing up.
It was a whole playoff run. But, Steiny, listen to what you're doing. You are acting like we're the only two having that conversation. Joe Lacob, Kerr, Stotts,
Kirk
Lacob.
I think they've given up on that. Any rational basketball fan would not come into a season saying, I think Wiggins is going to play with urgency and fire this year.
Well, no, not that I think, I hope. Well, that's what it's about. He's a key cog to what you're trying to do. That's all. Like, you're right with it. Wake me up when you see it. But darn, Steiny, this dude's a big part of what you're trying to do.
You can't ask him to be somebody he's not. He's never played with outward passion. He just hasn't. Daryl's back. Daryl's in Oakland. Hey, Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
A lot of bad patches in Oakland with Wi-Fi. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, a lot of bad roads, too.
What I wanted to say was I watched Wiggins' media day.
Okay.
And I'll just say this for all Warrior fans. I'm pretty confident in this. I watched his media day, and you ask them a question. You're like, hey, Wiggins, how do you feel? And he just scratches his head. He's like, I don't know. How do you feel? You know, it's just like, what are you doing, dude? What's going on in your brain, man? And, like, you got to get fired up a little bit for the season, Wiggins. And he's just scratching his head. He's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of fired up, I guess. It's like, what are you talking about?
No.
Anyway,
no?
Switching back to Moody, that's who I want. Please give me Moses Moody as the starter.
Wow.
He's been here for so long. He's been defense and offense, and he's 22 now. He's not even – remember, he came in the league as 18. He's like 22 years old now. Give the guy
that's true.
A chance.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Good stuff.
Can't do it.
Good stuff, Darryl. Where is everybody with Wiggins?
On the hope train.
I would love – I would love
go ahead.
To have someone who loves me like you love Andrew Wiggins.
It's the Warriors, too. I mean, why you just put it on me?
I
they
don't think
love
it's the
him.
Warriors.
He's still on the team.
That's because they can't move him.
Okay, but they, so what do you do? Well, you need production.
You,
and the worst part, it's not even the worst, man. I really think, I hope things are behind him. From a skill set standpoint, the dude can ball, man. That's all. I'll leave it there. The dude can do it, man. It's just, man. Sonny, I think hopefully everything is good on the home front, and he balls out.
But if
you think they're going to have a good year and he's just going to be ho-hum, nope. He's a big component.
Well, see, that's the problem, because I don't think he and Kuminga can both be a big component.
Wow, Stott.
I just don't.
Wow.
One,
I hope you're so wrong,
I
man.
Don't think they can both
That's how
have
you missed the playoffs.
Years.
That's how you missed the playoffs. And then the whole dynamite thing of Draymond, is he going to get suspended? Just think about what they're hoping does not go wrong. But I'm with you, Stottie. I know we fight, man. Moses Moody is a better basketball player than a lot of people think. And I think right now, he has an opportunity to show I should have been playing.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.